The Public News Service DOA Newscast, April the 7th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The Environmental Protection Agency is tightening rules that limit emissions of mercury and other harmful pollutants from coal-fired power plants. Experts say the move will bring major health improvements to Midwestern states.
The rule change would lower emissions of toxic pollutants that can harm brain development in children and contribute to heart disease and respiratory problems in adults. Andy Knott, with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign, says the rule could help persuade Illinois power companies to shut down their coal plants sooner rather than later.
We're seeing coal plants retire at record pace across the country, and this is mostly due to the economics of clean energy and the fact that we can now move in a cost-effective manner to clean energy like wind, solar, and battery storage.
There are currently 13 coal-fired generators operating across Illinois, making up just over 20% of the state's power generation. Under a clean energy law passed by the Illinois legislature last year, all coal plants in the state must close by 2030. I'm Mark Richardson.
In February, the EPA found that regulating toxic emissions is necessary to protect public health. And a group of New York State social workers wants more funding for a veterans mental health program.
The Veterans Mental Health Training Initiative educates community providers about veteran-specific issues and cultural competency for working with them. The group seeks $100,000 to fund a position to link the Joseph P. Dwyer Veterans Peer Support Project with the clinicians in the initiative. Amelia Lochner-Malave with the National Association of Social Workers New York chapter says it's important to learn how to help providers.
So this is going to incorporate a few things, creating an evaluation of clinicians kind of on intake, seeing, you know, where they are in terms of their knowledge and cultural competency with veteran issues.
She adds the person in this role would also create a baseline curriculum for clinicians working with veterans. But she acknowledges not everyone sees the value of mental health services if they haven't had experience with them. New York State has already invested several million dollars to expand the Veterans Peer Support Project statewide. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
A 2022 New York Health Foundation report found the rate of suicides among New York veterans has stabilized in recent years, but there are signs the progress is fragile. Now from CBS News, Republican lawmakers in Tennessee voted Thursday to expel two Democratic lawmakers who joined a protest on the House floor after a deadly shooting in Nashville. On March 30th, protesters gathered at the state capitol and Democratic Representatives Justin Jones, Gloria Johnson, and Justin Pearson led a chant of power to the people from the House floor. This is Public News Service. Iowa lawmakers have advanced legislation that would eliminate the income tax for health care workers who support people with disabilities.
Advocates see the measure as an incentive for healthcare professionals who might consider entering the field but are discouraged by the low pay. They call House File 264 a trade-off for the low wages. Carlin Crow with the Iowa Developmental Disabilities Council says the incentive would help companies attract and retain people to jobs that are notoriously hard to fill due to the challenging work and poor pay at an average rate of $14.25 an hour.
At a 4% state income tax, you know, the average person might save $1,300 a year. It's not a huge savings, but, you know, it could just be enough that it's a tax savings instead of, you know, an increase in hourly wage.
The bill is on its way to the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Mark Moran.
And climate resiliency could soon play a greater role in how cities in Washington State plan for population growth. The details from Eric Tigetoff.
House Bill 1181 would update the state's Growth Management Act so that cities and counties must consider climate change in their comprehensive planning. Jamie Strobel is the climate director for the Nature Conservancy in Washington.
This would require all of those plans to take into account climate resiliency, climate change impacts, planning for those hazards, making communities safer and protected and more resilient to the impacts.
Strobel says preparing for the impact would vary between localities. Some would plan for sea level rise or managing stormwater from more precipitation, while others might plan for buffer zones in areas prone to wildfires. Opponents say it will slow the process for creating affordable housing. The legislation has passed the House and is awaiting action in the Senate.
Finally, since 2017, a Wisconsin Business Leaders Foundation has helped nonprofits and municipal governments buy solar panels. Our Mike Bowen has more in this Energy News Network Solutions Journalism Network Wisconsin News Connection collaboration.
Solar for Good was established by Cal Couliard with the goal of offering grants for solar purchases. Since 2019, it's provided panels instead of cash, allowing it to obtain equipment in bulk and bring down the cost. Executive Director Hetty Brown says they're being used for two housing developments, slashing energy bills for clients so they can eventually no longer need the aid.
The goal of this program is to help people achieve financial stability and self-sufficiency. The clients that we serve have been relying on energy assistance payments despite their homes being weatherized.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for ending your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.